Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 14th, 2020. Since the 2016 terrorist attack on Berlin's Breitscheidplatz, the site has been secured with temporary protection. Up to now, it has not been clarified how exactly the security zone around the Memorial Church is to be made permanent. Martin Paligan, spokesman for the Senate Interior Administration, informed the RBB that it's now planned to erect interconnected bollards along the square, the central concept being large modern letters spelling Berlin. An architect's draft submitted to the RBB proposes that this should simultaneously function as a barrier and anti-terrorism protection. Pastor Martin Germer of the Gedächtniskirche, who is dissatisfied with the provisional solution, criticized the design. He believes that lettering in front of which, quote, everyone can be photographed in style, does not fit the memorial. Berlin's highest monument conservationist, Christoph Rauhut, also voiced criticism, stating that the Gedächtniskirche is, quote, impaired in its visibility and spatiality by the lettering. The district office of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf has been commissioned to implement the new security concept. Its building councillor, Oliver Schroffenegger, told RBB that he found the lettering solution, quote, difficult from an urban planning point of view, but the district office had decided otherwise. Schroffenegger pointed out, however, that the building planning documents provided for the pedestrian walkway to be relocated after the lettering was erected, and that is not financially secure so far. The car of Berlin AfD spokesman Ronald Glaser was arson attacked overnight into Thursday. In a tweet, he confirmed the attack and posted a photo of his burned-out car. Another vehicle close by was also damaged by the heat of the blaze that the fire department was able to extinguish quickly. The attack took place around 2 a.m. near his apartment in northern Pankow. He stated, quote, when the policeman rang my doorbell, I thought to myself that the car might have been torched, and added that the arson was, quote, another case of a bad series in the city. Cars of AfD politicians have been the target of attacks in Berlin on several occasions. The windows of AfD faction leader Georg Pasderski's car were smashed and the tire slashed. The cars of Frank Christian Hansel, parliamentary secretary of the AfD, and the acting state chairman Nikolaus Fest were also targeted. The police are investigating a political motive. Pasderski condemned the attack on Glaser's car, stating, quote, setting a family's car on fire at night is just mean. And he also said that against the background of the, quote, continued toleration of left-wing violence by the Red-Red-Green Senate, it is a scandal. As the figures of the RKI show, Mitte currently has the second highest corona infection rate nationwide in the past 7 days. Within a week, the number rose to 28.1 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. The numbers are currently only higher in the district of Dingolfing-Landau in Bavaria. There, calculated over the past 7 days, the figure is 93.5 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. The second highest incidence of infection in the region is currently in Neukölln. Within 7 days, the number of infected persons was 21.8 per 100,000 inhabitants. It is worth mentioning that an infected person's place of residence is applied when counting the cases. In other words, cases increase in Mitte even if those affected have become infected abroad or in another district. As of yesterday, the RKI reported 9,976 COVID-19 cases in Berlin and 224 deaths since the end of March. Compared to the previous day, there was an increase of 125 cases of infection. In Brandenburg, there are a total of 3,651 infected persons since March, 169 of whom died. That is 9 more infected persons than on Wednesday. Traffic Senator Regina Günther announced in the Traffic Committee yesterday that the pilot project car-free Friedrichstrasse will start on August 29th, with the road marking work beginning on August 21st. Along the closed stretch between Französische Straße and Leipziger Straße, 65 trees are to be planted. Gunter remarked, quote, "Restaurants and cafes will make much more use of the outdoor area and put up more chairs and tables. A bicycle path is to be set up in the middle of the street, and deliveries will be made via the side streets." The project is intended to increase the attractiveness of Friedrichstrasse in Mitte. The project is controversial. Some businesses reject the closure to car traffic and fear a further decline in sales. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.